This week, it's one of our own at the Bulldogs. Now, I've got the old HFC finance jersey on today. I'm celebrating. Bulldogs fans all around Australia are celebrating this morning because we had a famous victory last night, Scope. And you've got none other than Reid Marnie. Reid, welcome to the Mowers Club.
Hey, boys. How's it going?
We're going very well today after a big win last night. How about you?
Yeah, not too bad. Not too bad. It was a bit scary at the end there, but sometimes you just got to find a way, I guess. But yeah, it was good.
Let's talk about the start of the game, mate. I thought you really set the tone for the ambush. I know you guys were playing at home at a core, but the Roosters were heavily favoured. You set the tone. You get right into Dom Young in the second tackle of the game, and then all the boys got around you, and you just sort of kept that momentum going from it's particularly in the first half. So I know it was old boys day, mate. My co-host of Levels Network, Willie Mason, was letting me know all week. He presented you your jersey. You're always aggressive, but did the sort of 20-year anniversary play a part in specifically the start of the game? And what was it like having the old boys around for a couple of days and presenting the jerseys and whatnot?
Yeah, I think it did definitely add to it. It we had a dinner with them the night before, and you know, obviously they were there singing plenty of beers, but it was just good to get around them and tell some stories and all that. And they got them presenting some jerseys to us, and they were floating around before the game, so it was really good. And yeah, I think it's been building the last few weeks. Probably that first 40 minutes, we probably haven't started as physically as what we like, and obviously, you know, the Roosters got a quality back three. We wanted to go off them pretty early. So, we just front loaded that way. And, yeah, everything sort of clicked with us in the first half. I sat down in the sheds at halftime and said, what's going on? It's 26-0. I wasn't really sure. And then we went out there and played our worst 40 minutes. But, it was good. It was a bit of a relief at the end there. But credit to them. They obviously fought back and, I think we just started really physical with them. But, it was great to have the old boys around and, yeah, definitely added some motivation for the during the week.
In that first half, Reid, the defence was super physical, led by yourself. But in attack, you guys were shifting the ball in your own half, getting it to kick out early, making line breaks, couple of length of the field efforts. Was that the game plan to move the Roosters around? Obviously, they've got a bigger forward pack, but that's probably the first time we've really seen the Bulldogs shift the ball fast and early.
Yeah, well, obviously during the week you plan for things and, you change your game plan, most weeks and depending on who you're versing and how they defend and stuff like that. And then the rain hit. We obviously knew it was going to be wet and we just thought, let's just stick to what we've been doing all week. And, it takes courage to do it early on when there's pressure on in the game, but last week we did it with 5 minutes to go, and that's when the game was gone, and that takes no courage to do it. So we need to do it straight away, and it just goes to show when you back yourself, pass it to someone in a better position, things come off for us. And yeah, we sort of just got to roll on, and you got big kicks running down the sideline. It was a good half, but yeah, we obviously just shifted it during the week to throw the ball around. But yeah, obviously the weather didn't play a part, but we just thought, let's just attack it no matter how the weather was, and we did that.
Big kicks running down the sideline. Now, you probably see this in training a bit as well, and you've no doubt had to tackle him plenty of times. But the braveness of James Tedesco to put his head in front of Bill Kickow at full speed. Can you just give us a little bit of an insight into that?
Yeah, I'm lucky at training. He's on my side, big kicks. So I don't have to get in front of him too many times, but yeah, it's obviously, that's just who Teddy is. He's a brave player and he's done it for a long time. And yeah, I hope he's all right. And there's obviously a few head knocks last night. It was the slowest game of footy I've ever been in. I think it went in for an extra half an hour because of all the stoppages and that. And then there was a stoppage, for 10 minutes in the second half, and it just kept dragging on. I think that actually hurt us the most. Obviously credit to Teddy, obviously, putting his head where people were and put their feet, and unfortunately hurt himself, but I hope he's doing all right.
We're in the studio here and we've got Foxes up on the big screen here, Reid, and there's some great celebrations after the... I'm not too sure if they're at full-time or at half-time, judging by the way you come out in the second half, and the old boys were getting in there and celebrating the victory, mate. But I said at the start of the show, it's very hard to take a form line out of this weekend if you're a fan, if you're a coach, if you're a player. How do you think... what's Cam Serraldo's going to message? What was it after the game? And what do you think it's going to be like early in the week? Was it, were the conditions that crazy that you can sort of just completely throw that out because it was a tale of two halves from the two teams, or what in particular did you take out of the game?
He's already called us this morning and said we got a review, so that goes to show we might be in trouble.
Yep.
We got ahead in anyway, but I think it just goes to show that it's there. It's there. We can score points from anywhere. I think we scored, on their trial and halfway. It just goes to show we've got the points in us. We know how to do it, but the challenge is that we need to be able to do that for 40 minutes, either side of half time. So that was the challenge at half time, and we just sort of, looking forward, put the foot on the throttle, and we probably were a bit eager to score more points too early.
Yeah.
Gave them some handed too many errors over to them, and they just, they're a quality side. They got some absolute freaks in their team, and they were just playing like a touch footy game out there, and scored some pretty good tries. But yeah, I think our challenge is that, one, we can take confidence out of that. We can do it, and we can produce it physically in defence and with attack. And then two, obviously, on the flip side, is that when that does happen again, that we need to be able to control the emotions, just playing every play. And, I think we sort of lacked a little bit in the last 20 minutes there. We're probably playing a bit to survive rather than throwing the ball around and all that. But there's a long 20 minutes, a long time in footy. So, but we'll have a look at it. We'll take the 2 points and they'll move on. So.
Did that feel like the first time the spine was really starting to click in that first half? Obviously, Blake Taff went off injured with a HIA, but yourself, Burton, Taff in particular, and Hutchison were all chiming in really well in attack in that first 40 minutes.
Yeah, I think we've had it probably the last 5 weeks. We just have nice opportunities off the back of it. Like we had a few weeks opportunities last week. We got 3-on-2 out the back and just didn't stick the pass right. And defences are too good this time of the year, and they just press you. And, a pass that's not in front could be the difference from scoring a try and not. So the first 40, we did that. And, we got it right. But, obviously we practice a lot during the week, and we talk game plans and, trying to build our things. But, spines take a long time to build combinations and to gel. So we're going to keep working hard and look for cues and hopefully can put plenty of points on during the year.
One last one, Reedy, and then we'll let you get to review, mate. I'm sure it's going to be a doozy. Stephen Crichton comes over, similar position to you, you and Matty Burton sort of the year before, recently moved from different clubs, comes over. He's now the skipper this year. What has he brought to, in particular, help you out in that leadership role as well? I'd imagine you've still got a fairly big say in, the way the team is run. What's his leadership been like? And, I guess you understanding exactly what he's going through being a first-year captain.
Yeah, definitely. It's something, first time Critter walks in the door, you just get this presence about him. And, you just have them people that just... As soon as you walk in, your eyes light up and he lights the room up and people want to be around him. And, I didn't get really know Critter too well before he came. And he talked about, how good he was on the field. And, couple grand finals, his ice big moments. And, bring him from the dead last year in the grand final with a couple of repeat sets. And it just goes back to his training and how, professional he is. And, we've been chasing that professionalism and that being elite every day, and he's a leader in that way in every aspect. So he's doing a great job at the moment. He's obviously a superstar of our game, but he's a really good fella as well, and everyone wants to play for him. And I'm helping him with obviously first year being captain and stuff like that, and guiding him and stuff like that. But he's got his own ways to do things, and I'll have to step back and just lead and just follow him. So he's doing a great job at the moment.
I've been requested, Reed, to thank you on behalf of all the women in Australia. You must have known that Dom Young had a grouse chest because you were the one that ripped his jersey in half last night, exposing that. That's been going nuts in girls' chats all around Australia.
Did that get me exposed as well or not?
So apparently girls' chats
maybe
all around Australia today.
Yeah.
Next time do the incredible Hulk and rip your own.
Things are tough at the moment, boys.
Just on those two, obviously the Dom Young one was bad. There was a bit of feeling in the game early. He just got that one wrong, right?
Yeah, oh mate. No one goes out there to hurt someone or to knock someone out or anything like that. You know, it was an accident. He's obviously, it's a physical game. These things happen, and he just come out of the line just trying to do what he thought was best for the team, and unfortunately he hit Taffy high. But yeah, it's something we've got to get out of the game. But it's extremely hard to take that out of the game because of how physical it is. So, obviously he'll be remorseful and, you know, probably felt like he let the team down. But, yeah, there's nothing much we can do. It's just how the game is. And, Taffy's all good, spoken to him. So he's all up laughing. So he's dying to go to the races today. So he keeps ringing.
I was just about to ask, mate, how is Taffy? I know he's probably looking to get into the races or playing a bit of golf. So as long as that doesn't get in the way, the HOA doesn't block that, then I think he'll be all right.
No, he's all good, mate. He's all good. I'm actually about to block his number. He's annoying me.
All right. Well, thanks for joining us on the Mowers Club, Reid. Love to have you back later in the season at some point. And good luck next week against the Storm.
Thanks, boys. Appreciate your time.